Hello, we're excited to show you our native speech capabilities. Chapter 1. Grandma Ellen and Jesse James. Get over on your side of the bed, Brenda, I mean it. I'm trying, but I keep rolling back to the middle, my sister whines. Well, stop it. Because Grandpa's house is small, Brenda and I share a bed on the screened-in porch. The mattress filled with feathers is soft and inviting at first, but once those feathers settle, we sink way down and both of us end up in a hole in the middle of the bed. Brenda, get off me! I'm not doing it on purpose, Briley. It's like I'm rolling down a hill. Well, roll back up it and hold on to the edge. You're mean. Yep. There are advantages to being the oldest. You can get away with being the bossy one. Most of the time. The night is dark and hot, but far from quiet. The roar of the bugs outside our window is fierce. The window screens are supposed to keep the bugs from getting inside, but the bushes have made their way through the spaces between the window frame and the edges of the screens. The room pulses with the buzzing sounds from outside, and it feels more like we're camping out than sleeping in. Do you think any of those bugs can get inside? Quietly asked. Absolutely. A few seconds pass and she has another question. What do you mean, absolutely? I mean, absolutely, the bugs can get inside. Every last one of them. I can't resist adding, it'll be a bug parade. They'll come marching one by one through that. Ugh! I should have known it would happen. The creature that is also known as my sister has tumbled back into my territory again. But since I can't get the vision of gigantic marching insects out of my own head, I just put my arm around her and pretend I'm the one doing the comforting. Soon I no longer hear the racket outside, or even my little sister's heavy breathing. The first days of August trigger thoughts of school, and I've always liked school. If we were still living at home, I would have been anxious to find out which teacher and which friends were going to be in my class. But this year was going to be different, and I didn't know what to expect. I tried to push thoughts of school out of my head to keep the worry away. Peep, peep, peepity peep, peep. Her voice invaded the room before she did. Do you want to play school, Briley? My sister asked. I shook my head in dismay, wondering how she could possibly have known what I'd been thinking, but without waiting for an answer, she started making those sounds again. Cut it out, Brenda, you're getting on my nerves. You sound just like Mama. Brenda stuck out her lower lip, adding, she said she didn't want to hear another peep out of me. She flopped down on the floor and leaned against the side of the bed. We stared at the room we used to share for 1 week out of every summer. What can we do on a rainy day, Briley? I rolled my head to look directly at her. We cannot play school. My voice sounded stern. Kind of like a teacher. Okay, then what? She asked. I started to say you could clean up your room, momentarily forgetting that her room is now also my room and it was already clean. The boxes of toys and clothes and books had been unpacked. The room and its spaces had been divided between us as evenly as possible. This time we wouldn't be here for just a week's vacation. Since Mr. Crouch closed the dealership where our father worked, we'd been on a collision course to get to the farm. Looking back, it almost seemed like there was a plan in place before we'd heard that Papa no longer had a job. Mama explained everything to the landlady, and Papa put our furniture in storage. Empty boxes came into the house, and heavy ones went out. Brenda and I went to the homes of our neighborhood friends to say our goodbyes. I told them we'd be back by the same time next year. Brenda told them it would probably take a while to learn how to be farmers. The next thing I knew, we were driving away from the house I'd lived in since before Brenda had even been born. 800 miles later, we found ourselves part of a family of six, and even though I loved my grandparents, it felt like my life would never be quite right again. The rain wasn't helping. The last days of summer should be spent outside, not cooped up in a tiny farmhouse. I glanced sideways at my sister. She had licked her lips so often, the skin above and below them looked like it was on fire. This hadn't been a vacation for her either. A short time later, she sat on a child-sized white metal chair. On the matching table, a piece of paper had been placed at the perfect angle. Brenda's tongue worked at her lower lip while she tried to connect the dotted lines that formed the letters. I stood over her, surveying her work like the proverbial clanky first-grade teacher. In my hands, I held a wooden ruler that I occasionally waved about for dramatic effect. "Youch!" she squealed when I smacked her hand with the implement. "Shh," I cautioned. "You don't want Mama to come back here, do ya?" Brenda's eyes welled up. "What you have to do that for?" I really hadn't meant to hurt her. I leaned over the table to point out where she had gone outside the lines and zip, she snagged the ruler right out of my grasp. "That's just plain mean. Besides, I'm done with school for today." As an afterthought, she added, "And next time, I get to be the teacher." She flounced onto the bed and tucked the ruler under her arm.